This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It's National Poetry Day.
That's what does it for me.
It's one of our favorite days of the year. And you know what? We're going to check in right now with one of the greatest poets of our day. And then after that, we'll hear some poems from some of the lesser poets of our day.
Yes.
But first, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Cliff Andrews.
Good morning, Mr. Rumble. This is Cliff Andrews calling, the Assistant Public Service Director of FM 99.
Hey, Cliff Andrews. Hey, what's going on?
In honor of National Poets Day, I am announcing the first ever FM 99 Poetry Slam today in the lounge area next to the lunchroom.
You're having a poetry slam?
Oh, yeah. We fixin' to get our rhymes on, y'all.
Don't people need time to prepare for something like this? I mean, you did say it's today, right?
Well, that is why I'm calling now, to plant the seed with the other station employees.
All right. See, now we already have a problem because no one at the station listens to this radio show, Cliff.
Oh. Well, I have also hung up some posters down by the vending machine.
Ah, now that is an excellent point of contact. I mean, radio's love of Cheetos is legendary.
And inspirational, if I may. Oh, Cheetos, how your crunch lets me know when I'm alive. Oh, Cheetos, your orange dust coats my hands. Oh, Cheetos, I don't know whether to eat you or just lick my fingers. Slam.
Cliff, I don't think you actually say slam when your poem's done.
I believe I can say whatever I want to. It is my poem, sir.
All right, you know what? You're right. You're right. It's not my place to say what you can or cannot do with your poetry. I'm not the judge.
And that's what the crowd is for. They are the final judges in the poetry slam. Speaking of which, if you hear some noise from the lunch area this morning, just ignore it. I'm having some bleachers brought in.
Wait, you're bringing in bleachers? How many people do you think are going to be coming to your poetry slam, Cliff?
Even one can be a crowd if their inner voice speaks loud enough for the many to hear. Flat.
And what time is this thing?
It will take place at 12 o'clock noon.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I was out of the building. Hey, listen, good luck with the poetry slam today, Cliff.
Well, there once was a woman named Alice who used dynamite as a phallus.
All right, again, and thank you for the phone call.
They found her vagina in North Carolina,
Cliff.
And the rest of her wound up in Dallas.
Cliff?
Slam!
Once again, National Poetry Day, so if you've got a poem, make sure you recite it to somebody today.
Yes.
It wasn't that long ago that I used to have an on-air shift here over the weekends, and occasionally I would do a very special weekend. It would be Poetry Weekend.
Ooh.
And I would, you know, play today's greatest rock and recite the greatest poems.
Of course.
Like this one.
That, of course, the great Marilyn Manson and the beautiful people. Rod Fitzwell here, and it is yet another great Poetry Weekend, Poetry Morning, here on the Rod Fitzwell Poetry Show. And I recently received an email from a listener that asked if there was any way we could do some erotica. So I decided that today would be that day. This poem is simply entitled Erotic. I would suck every drop of lust from the depths of your soul. Your back arched in ecstasy, your body aching for my barest touch. How could I possibly be so cold and deny you the pleasure you crave so much?
Wow.
Oh, such great words. Great poem. I need a moment to compose myself, and I'm going to take that moment right now. Coming up in just a few minutes, Stone Temple Pilots, we're all going to become unglued. Stick around.
There's something about the the passion when you read these.
Yeah, you know what? If you're going to do anything, anything in life, you want to do it the best you can do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when it comes to poetry, something that's so close to my heart.
Yes.
I put my heart and soul into everything I read when it comes to poetry.
And we're back on Love Poems with Rod Fitzwell here on FM 99 WNOR. And you might not know the name Amanda McBroom. However, she brought to life an analogy for love so deep and yet so simple that millions, if not billions, have heard her eloquent words and have wept in agreement. The words were put to song, and we all know them, but shall we once again listen to those beautiful, poetic words as written by Amanda McBroom, but performed by the great Bette Midler.
Great.
Here is The Rose, and it rocks on FM 99.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed.
Man, I gotta tell you, that's...
I'm telling you right now. If you guys were wearing panties, they'd be dropping right now.
If we were. Luckily, we're not. Yeah. I will say, though, that it doesn't compare at all to...
Love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed.
When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long,
just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose.